This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. An effort to make it easier for workers to fully unionize will not become law this year in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed changes to what is known as the Labor Peace Act. The law requires workers vote a second time and reach a high threshold of support before a union can charge fees to everyone for its representation. Meanwhile, a federal court today blocked Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from cutting grants to states for public health. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
At stake is $11 billion in health funding. That includes almost $230 million for Colorado. The Department of Health and Human Services announced the cutbacks in March. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined 22 other states and the District of Columbia and sued to stop the abrupt move. They argued states could see devastating budget shortfalls and that they had no time to adjust for impacts. The order from Judge Mary S. McElroy in Rhode Island extends an earlier temporary ruling. She wrote the cuts would harm infectious disease research, mental health and addiction services, and the availability of vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The president of the White House Correspondents Association gave the commencement speech at Colorado State University this afternoon. Graduate Eugene Daniels spoke with CPR News ahead of his visit. He said freedom of the press goes beyond the media.
This is about the American people getting an unvarnished look into what the leadership they elected in this country are up to and what they're doing on their dime and in their name.
Daniels covers Washington for MSNBC. This is CPR News.